Hi, and welcome to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 14, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. If you have any questions or want to give feedback for the show, you can always email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. That's all together. You can also hit me up on Facebook and Twitter at Teen Girl Radio. And you can also check out my website for more information about podcasts at www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. So I'm here today with primary host of the week before. Her name is Serena. She's a really good friend of mine, and should we pause?
We can't pause. We're rolling.
Okay. And I'm here to talk to her about L.A. because I lived in L.A. for 4 years. I went to high school in L.A. I've been in all over in California. I've lived in so many different places in California for that 4 years. And Serena is very excited about L.A. She's very passionate about it. It has the beach. It has wonderful things to it. And I'm going there next week to visit some friends. And I am a native Tucsonian. You have heard me talk about Tucson so much. I am not the biggest fan of L.A., but I did want to talk about some things that I did enjoy. So welcome to the show, Serena.
Well, thank you. Now, you said that you lived in a lot of places in California. So kind of tell our audience, in the 4 years that you lived there, what cities and towns did you live in the wonderful Golden State?
I lived in a small village called Atwater Village. It's about 2 to 3 miles from downtown L.A. And I've lived in downtown L.A. for a week. I hated it. There was a lot of traffic. It was so bad. I've lived in Culver City, which is about 10 miles, not even 10 miles, like less than that, away from downtown L.A. I've lived in Sacramento and Monterey, so quite up north, and I've been everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Apple Valley, El Monte.
Oh, my. You've even been to Sacro.
Uh-huh.
Holy.
That was so beautiful.
Holy moly. You lived in Sacro? Really?
Mm-hmm. I only lived there for a couple months because I was staying with a friend of mine because I got really slick. Because I went on a road trip with a couple of my friends and I got sick halfway through, so they had to leave me behind at my friend's house. But I stayed like a couple months in Sacramento.
Oh wow! Where was the where was the road trip party headed?
So we were supposed to be headed to. I believe we were going to be headed to Oregon, but I got sick.
Oh, yeah.
We were visiting all the states, like, above, or we were trying to, and I got really sick, so I stayed in Sacramento.
Oh, wow. Well, Sacramento is a very beautiful place, I'll tell you that. So you even really know the differences, then, between Northern California and Southern California. So let's talk about, because I mean, like, for us New Yorkers, right? Like, I'm a stupid New Yorker, okay? And for us, it's like there's this thing, this difference between the downstate and the upstate. You know, the downstate New York is like New York City, Long Island. Everybody's crowded together. It's really big and bustly. And upstate New York is like, I mean, there are some cities. You got Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo, that nonsense. But you also have very rural areas that are like, you know, middle of nowhere country bumpkin. You know, it's upstate New York is very spread out, and some parts of it are very scenic. Now, I've heard that Northern California, especially, can be very scenic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely agree with that. Within California, whether you're in North or South, it's going to be completely different. Because even in L.A. is very huge, and so there are a lot of different lifestyles and different cultures and things like that where they tend to all be. So it's not just going to necessarily be one specific type.
Right, right. And you were telling me, and you made reference to this a while ago, you even went to high school in... You even went to high school in California, and...
I did.
Oh, I am so jealous of you.
It was awful.
Oh, my God. I don't... You know,
I went to most schools that were very black and Hispanic-dominated. So I was the one white person. I mean, there were a lot of things that I liked about school, but I hated high school.
Really?
I hated it. Yeah, but it's not because the teachers weren't great or what they were teaching us. What they were teaching us was okay, but I already knew most of that stuff already. I wanted to be taught how to take care of myself, and they don't do that enough in school.
No, they really don't. I mean, even here, it's... You do get, our school district here, you get a home ec class as a requirement. So when you're in eighth grade, you take a sewing... What is it? A sewing, cooking, and career specialty. And it's each one runs for 13 weeks. However, beyond that, you can take... Now, like when I was in high school, you could take other home ec classes, but they were electives. They were not required. And they were very basic. Extremely basic. So, a lot of stuff... Like, you already had to know how to do a lot of stuff to take those classes. Or, it had to be very specialized. But so you are going to the great city of LA, and you know, in all honesty, now I am very jealous of you in that regard. I just a moment of my story, and this might sound weird to people, and please, if you have feedback on this and you want to ream me out, please don't send email to her. Send it to me at radioserenamail@gmail.com. While I am a Christian in religious belief, I also do believe in some elements of previous lives and something that resembles reincarnation. I'm not entirely sure whether or not all of that theory is true or not. But I do honestly believe in what is known as having a previous life. And because I have many memories of so-called previous lives and select things that I did in those previous lives. And I believe that the life that I had before I was made to live in this one, I was a biological young girl living in California, a town in Southern California, Corona to be exact. And even to this day, like, I still remember names, places, things in Southern California, and I don't even, you know, in this life, I don't even know how I know them, because, you know, I've never bothered to look them up. It's just common knowledge. And then when I've looked them up, oh yeah, I'm correct. Okay, great. So I've had this thing where it's like, you know, I'd like to somehow get in touch with that piece of me, because different memories and fascinations about California keep haunting me. And I just feel like that's something that, oh my goodness, like I really want to try to get back in touch with or back in spirit with. And so Nikki, you are going to LA, and when you are in LA, I had asked you to record things from a list different places, and also something else, which I will get to in just a moment. But I figured we would talk about this list on the program, and kind of explain. I can explain the significance of each one, of each item, and I'll let you say what you want about them if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
First off, you guys are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 14, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. I'm here with Serena Alexia Kyle, one of my very good friends, and we're talking about LA. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. You can also reach out to me over Facebook and Twitter at Teen Girl Radio, and my website is intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. And we're back, and I wanted to talk to Serena about the list that she had made, because I found it very interesting, and it got me an idea for a really good show idea. So,
yeah.
Serena.
Yes.
You had put your first thing on the list, and I don't know whether this thing is, like, disastrously important, like, I have to, you know, but you named it your first, so I'm guessing it's important. And it's,
Yeah, it's, keep going.
And the first one is walking down an L.A. street.
Yes, yes. So, like, you know, you walk down an L.A. street. Now, think about this. You know, all the sounds of L.A.,
mm-hmm.
Just all the sounds of Southern California in general, I have... now, again, these are very, very vague for me. Like, I don't... I do remember, you know, just vaguely... You know, the California streets and people going up and down and to and fro and cars absolutely everywhere. It was unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. And I long to hear that again. I absolutely long to hear that. The next one on the list, I think, is the beach.
Yes, and I love the beach, so I will definitely be taking lots of videos and pictures at the beach.
Oh my god, yes. I remember, again, very vaguely, when the drive from Corona to... Redondo Beach, and first of all, don't ever get on Highway 91 unless you're a fool and you know how to drive the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are way too... No, there are way too many tourists. Non-California tourists who think they can just go on 91 and take their sweet little time. You can't go on 91 and take your sweet little time. It's L.A. You've got to move.
We are California drivers, not L.A. drivers.
Right, right, right.
There is a complete difference from a Los Angeles drivers to Californians. I have never seen so much aggression from Los Angeles drivers. Like... I live here in Tucson, and some of the drivers are really aggressive, and I don't drive here, but in L.A. specifically, not around, not Culver City, not Sacramento, not Monterey, L.A. drivers are crazy. They are cutting in between, they are swerving, they are going way too fast.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and that's how all the accidents happen, my God. But yes, the beach. Oh my God! No, I would love to hear a thing of the beach because the California beach. I actually had this dream.
Usually go to Venice.
Venice? Oh, that's a good. Yeah, yeah, Venice. That's a good one. That's yes, yes. Oh my God! Do they still have Do they still have the lounge chairs, or do you have to bring your own when you go to Venice?
Usually you have to bring your own. Some people leave theirs by accident, and somebody uses it, but usually you use your own.
Okay, because they used to have them for rent.
I don't remember that. I am not the biggest... knowledgeable person about Venice Beach, so I will definitely look into that for you though when I get there.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Oh my God. Okay, so then on our list, we have. This next one on the list is a long one. Do you have that in front of you?
Yeah. Okay. So she had asked me that if I do business in a restaurant or store to record that. And identify the store, what kind of store, if it's a grocery store, a convenience store, and I was thinking I can go into a Vons. Do you guys have Vons in New York?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I will walk into a Vons in Culver City.
All right.
I'll do that for you.
Woo!
Yeah. No, because I was thinking, because you were like, if you could do business in a restaurant or store, and when I was living in Culver City, right next to L.A., I used to go in that store barefoot all the time, so I don't think they would care if I recorded my business with them.
No, they probably wouldn't.
No, it'd be advertising.
Oh my
for
God.
Them.
No, they probably wouldn't care. Yeah, no, oh my God. Now, the next one you'll see on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the next one says, I think above it should say important.
Yes, it says that it's very important. It says it's the most important. It says, please try to go to a gas station in California and record the different sounds around you.
Yes, I have this thing for gas stations. I have always had a thing for gas stations ever since I was a kid. I don't know why. I really like, of course, they're not, the gas stations aren't the same as they used to be, at least not here in New York. Because the gas stations in New York are automatic. You pull your car up to the thing, you put the thing in, and not automatic, what's the word? Self-pump.
We do self-pumps here, too.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, for a short time, when I was staying in Massachusetts is not self-pump. Somebody has to fill it for you. But anyway, yeah, gas stations are really interesting, and I've always wanted to hear...
Unless you mean? Are you talking about, like, you have to go in and pay the person to turn on the pump for you?
No, the person comes to your car, and you tell them what you want.
Oh, no.
And
they do not have that in LA.
Oh, no?
Like, do that yourself.
Really? Oh, my God. Okay, yes, if you can, definitely, please, record a gas station in California. Oh, my holy Lanta. Oh, my God. Okay. So, all right, yes.
With all that excitement from going to a gas station, I want to remind you guys that there are very extraordinary people out there that are not able to see or not able to hear very well. And so I thought that it would be a good idea. When I go out to LA, I'm going to work on a video podcast to kind of make it an entertaining for everybody to watch, but I also want it to be a learning experience for other people who realize that there are people out there that are have so much potential, but there's just one thing about them that scares everybody else off. They are amazing and very nice people, and I want to show people that there is a way to, I'm trying to think of how I want to, like, end this to talk about it, but there are gonna be people that are just as equal as you, and I want them to be able to experience the same thing that I would normally be able to see.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
It does. The way you just put that made a lot of sense.
So, I wanted to present the open forum question. I am going to, I am still going through some of the emails that have been sent to me about these open forum questions, but I wanted to share one with my good friend Serena. And since we are on the topic of LA, I want to know if any of my audience lives in LA or has been to LA and what they really like about it. Or if that's a destination that you want to go, I want to know why.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on that open forum question, Serena? Why do you want to visit LA so badly?
Because I feel like in spirit I'm from there, or at least from near there. I think Corona is like an hour and a half-esque away from LA. I feel like I'm from LA, Southern California, in spirit, and I won't feel complete until I've either been there or had all of my questions and curiosities answered.
Yes, of course.
You know, and I just, you know, I want to feel complete about this whole thing, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. I'm really excited. I really want to take you.
Oh, I know, and believe me, when I go, and it's not going to be an if at this point, it's going to be a when, and okay. For those of you, any of you who might regularly listen to my radio shows, I mean, if you think I'm speechless now, you won't recognize my speaking patterns when I'm in California, because I'll probably be so excited that I won't be able to speak.
a good thing, though.
It is a good thing. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, yes.
I have quite a few people that I've been thinking about interviewing, random strangers and friends of mine that I've known, so we can put together, we can definitely put together a video podcast or two from L.A., from people talking about living in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And people who have visited and other things like that. So I will definitely be asking these questions of a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Did you...
It'd be very interesting for others who haven't been there either.
Yeah, like I did wonder if you got the list of questions below that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I did send those as well. That. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, this is definitely going to be an interesting venture, and I don't know if I should say this or not, but. I guess I can.
Go ahead.
But this video cast, I guess from what you were saying, we're also going to try to put this into an audio cast so that it can be played on air.
Yeah, and I thought it'd be a good idea because I'm always interviewing people to have that as a center, so it's not just a bunch of noise from LA and it turns into like this weird music station. It's just weird sound from LA. So definitely going to be interviewing people for that material to make it appealing to my listener.
Hello, listeners.
And then they can, of course, as soon as I create my YouTube channel, I'll put that video up and I'll start doing more and stuff like that.
Awesome. So
the audience gets a look at me doing the stupidest things.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna
be in LA and doing cool stuff.
It's gonna be fun. I am so envious of you. I am so... Okay, when you're in L.A., be thinking of me sitting here in a stuffy little studio.
That makes me feel so bad you can't go this time. I really want to put you in my suitcase and take you with.
Believe me, I would be jumping in your... If I were anywhere near Tucson right now, I'd be jumping in your suitcase.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Let you go, but I'm in. Until then, I am definitely gonna save up because I think if this is one of the places you've always wanted to go, I really want to make that dream come true for you.
Aw, thank you. Oh.
Low-key, I would like mementos and I would like memories, and these things that you asked me are totally reasonable. But if I was in my right mind, I'd be like, girly, I don't want a video of you being there. I want you to take me with you.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, like, you're going to LA!
Yeah, exactly.
That's my reaction. You're going to LA!
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't even know. How many minutes do we have left?
I don't know how many.
Oh my God!
I've been on the phone for 32 minutes, but I don't know how long this recording has been.
Okay, so yeah, we do not have too much longer. If we've been on the phone for 32, and that was, and we got, that's because we got that set up. So we've got maybe only about 5-ish more minutes left.
I mean, that's totally fine. I was figuring out what to say for the last remaining minutes because I already talked about the open forum.
Well, let's, you know, okay. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to be there in wonderful LA for 2 weeks, taking care of some personal matters that, and visiting some friends and things like that, which I think is awesome. Let's talk about, can we talk about this amazing bus that you're allegedly going to take that I wish we had here?
Without endorsing the name of the bus, I am going to talk about this bus.
Okay.
So, this bus was originally, created, the idea was created in London, so people had a bus that would take them outside of the inner cities, like outside of London. Because, you know, those double-decker buses only go in London and the downtown area and stuff, which a lot of people don't know unless you've been there. But, because of that, I'm sorry. Because of that, sorry, I got sidetracked. There was a really nice, appealing bird. It had, like, a red breast and stuff. It was beautiful. Well, anyways, I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about the bus. You were talking about the bus in London and
that
the double deckers.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm a little out of it today. I'm a little bit tired. So, for the buses that ran in there, it was called a Flex Bus. And this bus is a genius invention, and they decided to bring it over to the United States. I don't know where it was first started, but I do know that FlixBus came around Arizona, and it'll take you out as far as Nevada and Texas. It's not all over the country yet, unfortunately, but there are some places in there are some places that the FlixBus reaches. FlixBus does go from Arizona to LA, and it's way cheaper than Greyhound.
You better believe. I actually looked at, before I met you, Nikki, I looked at going on a Greyhound to California.
That is ridiculous. That is way too long. That's like from here, from Tucson, Arizona to Tennessee, it's about 3 days on the bus.
Yeah.
So you would be going quite a bit.
Oh my God, yeah. I would be, no, I'd literally be a, like, and plus, with the bus, it's, the Greyhound, they have all these transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, is ridiculous. So, I mean, I don't mind spending days or whatnot on the bus, but for somebody who can't see all of the transfers and whatnot, it would be a nightmare for the Greyhound. And then it's almost $500 $500 one way trip to go on this stupid Greyhound. And you know, when the buses that you were talking, my God, if they had them here, I could probably, my guess is it would probably be at least an even 150, 200, which, okay, I could swing that, you know, the one that, you know, if you took the one that, if they ever put that in. But I wanted you to be able to tell people about this Flix bus. Unfortunately, though, we are probably going to have to start wrapping it up out of time, so...
Yeah.
Why don't you repeat the open forum question again, and then give out your information? We have just enough time for you to do that.
So the open forum questions today: if you've ever been to LA or wanted to go to LA, what would you want to see, and why would you want to? You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 14, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your host, Nicole Garland. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, please feel free to email me at intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. Also, hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Teen Girl Radio. I'd love to hear your feedback, and if you have any questions about the show, please feel free to check out my website, intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. Thanks again, Serena, for coming on the show.
Hey, glad to do it, anytime.
Yeah, and in this world where you think nobody cares about you, I do. Be you, and have a good night. And